Let's stand for the reading of this word, God's holy word. Ephesians chapter 3, we're going to start with verse 16. I prayed that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for declaring your word here and in our hearts, Lord. Lord, your word never returns void. We ask you to send it wherever it needs to be. And Lord God, in whoever it needs to be in. Thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, just bless this time. Encourage us. Help us, Lord. Minister to us. And Lord, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. I was replacing a battery the other day, and I began thinking about how important they are to us. Batteries are amazing. They're just amazing. Most of us don't really understand how they work. We just know that somehow the battery will provide the power for electronic or mechanical device so it can function the way it's designed. Amen? However, batteries have one drawback. As the battery ages, it gets worn down and unable to produce power anymore. Not long ago, I had that all too common experience of not being able to get the church van started. I know most of us have had that experience at one time or another. The battery had lost its power. Now, most mechanics will tell you to go immediately to Rosie at Walmart and get a new battery. Other mechanics may give you a jump start and then suggest that you don't use any unnecessary electronic devices while you're driving to see Rosie at Walmart. Your battery may be so weak, it won't handle any extra demands. So you don't want to be stranded again. So you get that thing replaced as soon as possible. Now, I'll let you in on a little secret. Sometimes I feel like that old battery. Occasionally, I feel as though my inner battery has been sucked dry of the power to sustain me. No longer functioning in full capacity as a husband, father, friend, and pastor. And then if something else happens, just one more little thing, that's stressful, and it requires additional energy, I feel like I'm going to completely shut down. Can anybody relate?
Yes. Oh, boy.
I think it's a common experience for most of us. There are times when what is being required demands more energy than we have. Our emotional, spiritual, and physical batteries run dry. There is a solution, saints. There is a solution. The good news is that our Creator has something for you and me that's even better than the Energizer Bunny.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now, in most of my messages, I continually try to assure you that God loves you. He loves each one of you. And in those same messages, I share what I believe to be true, that we can only be obedient to God if we love Him, and that we can only really love God when we receive His love for us first. Amen. It's God's love operating in our lives that will give us the fuel we need to live for Him. And as God gives us His love, He gives Himself, as we will see in our scripture passage today. Now, I want you to turn again to Ephesians 3, starting with verse 16. As I read this, look for how God wants to empower and fill us. Paul mentions three different ways. Paul prayed two significant prayers for the church of Ephesians. This is one, and I believe we can all learn from it. Amen? We can all learn from this prayer. And we can even pray it for ourselves. So Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 16. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Verse 19, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. How can we be strengthened? This passage of Scripture has three distinct points that will help us when our battery is low. Number one is we are strengthened through His Spirit in our inner being. We are strengthened in through His Spirit in our inner being. Verse 16, I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being. When that car battery is dead, what it needs is someone to come and give it a jump start. Cannot just rest and attempt to summon up new power on its own. It just won't do that. It needs an outside source. Amen? Here's the good news. All believers in Jesus are given this outside source, the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. You've been sealed, folks. You've been sealed. Hallelujah. Paul prays that the believers in Ephesus would not just receive that seal or deposit, but that by the Holy Spirit they may be strengthened through His glorious riches of His power. Paul had personally experienced the power of the Holy Spirit when he had no more of himself to give. So it was Paul's desire that everyone in the church at Ephesus would also experience the same supernatural power. This is also my hope for all of you. Supernatural power for supernatural strength. Amen. Paul goes on to say what we might result from this power working in our lives. So back to chapter 3, verse 20, here's the power. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. That leads us to the second way God wants to restore and empower us. Number two is we are strengthened through Christ dwelling in our hearts through faith. We are strengthened through Christ dwelling in our hearts through faith. Verse 16, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Not only do we receive the Holy Spirit, but through his miraculous work in us, he creates a place in our hearts where Jesus may dwell. Wow. The word dwell speaks of a long-term residence. A long-term residence, not just a short visit. The Holy Spirit is going to stay with you. And folks, that ought to give you Holy Ghost bumps.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Part of the Godhead lives in you, and he's made no plans to move out. Hallelujah. In the classic devotional booklet, My Heart, Christ's Home, Richard Boy Munger wrote an allegory of how a man invited Jesus to come and live in the home of his heart. The man proceeded to show Jesus around the different rooms of his heart. He and Jesus would enter room after room with Jesus gently bringing changes to each of those rooms as the man in the story gave him permission to do. Now, listen, folks. The only way that Jesus can take up residence in our hearts and operate in us is when we put our faith in him, trusting him to become the authority in our lives. Amen. Munger relates in his allegory at the end of the story, the man actually takes the deed to his house and signs it over to Jesus. Instead of seeing Jesus as only a visitor, he determined to give his entire life over to Jesus and then put himself in the place of a servant. The more we understand Jesus' position and our position, the easier it becomes for us to tap into the power or energy that Jesus brings as he dwells in our heart through the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's good, folks. Paul continues to pray that we will know and experience the third source of strength God has for us. Number three is we are strengthened by being filled with the love of God. We are strengthened by being filled with the love of God. Verse 17, the last half says, and I pray that you being rooted and established in love, verse 18, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Verse 19, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Paul prayed that somehow the believers at Ephesus could grasp this inexplicable love of Jesus, even though it surpassed their knowledge and understanding. Do we find ourselves in the same place? Is it hard for us to grasp the depth of love that Jesus has for us?
Yes.
When we begin to truly understand God's heart for us, then His love will begin to saturate us and strengthen us, giving us everything we need to fulfill His plan for us. Thank you, Lord. His love is so wide, it envelops the whole earth and reaches beyond. His love is so long, it stretches from eternity to eternity. His love is so high, it can raise both Jew and Gentile to heavenly places in Christ Jesus. His love is so deep, it can rescue sinners from the clutches of Satan and from sin's degradation. So many people have difficulty receiving the unconditional love God offers simply because they have a wrong perception of God's character. Instead of a loving father, they see a stern schoolmaster, ready to wrap their knuckles with a ruler every time they fail. In his book titled Connecting, Larry Crabb writes, "A friend of mine was raised in an angry family. Mealtimes were either silent or sarcastically noisy. Down the street was an old-fashioned house with a big porch where a happy family lived. My friend told me that when he was about 10, he began excusing himself from his dinner table as soon as he could, without being yelled at. And he walked to the old-fashioned house down the street. If he arrived during their dinner time, he would crawl under the porch and just sit there listening to the sounds of laughter. Then Larry Crabb said, when he told me this story, I asked him to imagine what it would have been like if the father in the house somehow knew he was huddled beneath the porch and sent his son to invite him in. I asked him to envision what it would have meant to him to accept the invitation, to sit at the table, to accidentally spill a glass of water, and then hear the father roar with delight, 'Get him more water and a dry shirt. I want him to enjoy his dinner.'"
Amen.
Crabb goes on to make this profound statement. "We also need to hear the Father laugh." One of my prayers for my children is that they will know deep down in their heart that no matter what, they're loved. They are valued. As their father, they hold my heart. No matter what they do. God has the same desire for you and me. The very same desire. God wants us to be confident in that knowledge and secure in this fact. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. To know that His heart is one of compassion and forgiveness In Jesus, Father God gave everything he had to purchase our salvation. And Paul prays that the church would know this love, a love so sincere that it surpasses all knowledge, and then that love would fill us even to the measure of the fullness of God. Wow. Wow. Brothers and sisters, if you feel your spiritual, emotional, and physical batteries are running low on power, you need only to trust in God's perfect love and understand that his awesome power is available to each one of us. Amen?
Amen.
Number one, through his Spirit in your inner being. Number two, through Christ dwelling in your heart. Number three, through the love of God that continually fills you. I can't stop there. This morning, I can't stop. I've got to finish out that chapter. Because the result of these 3 points is so incredible. So incredible. Verse 20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, verse 21, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now, I hope you caught something there. It says that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. What that means to me is that God has much bigger dreams for what he wants to accomplish through me, through this church, than I do. Much bigger dreams. It means that I can never outdream God. I can't outdream him. It means I should be faithfully praying for bigger dreams. I read a story about a group of people who went to see Watutu Children's Choir in concert. A Watutu Children's Choir in concert. This choir consists of AIDS orphans who tour the U.S. to raise support for their ministry, a ministry which cares for hundreds of AIDS orphans in the country of Uganda. A portion of the concert included a time when each of the 20 or so children shared their age and what they dreamed of becoming. All of them had a dream, a doctor, pilot, pastor, an accountant, even a bus driver. The leader of the group reminded the audience that before the children were brought to the village where they now live, the only dream they had was one of survival. Now, because of the love of Jesus Christ and the generosity of others, these children have dreams. After reading this, I began to wonder, what is my dream for today? What is my dream for today? Because I'm tired? Have I stopped dreaming? Have I ceased to ask the Lord for incredible things? What about you? Has your battery run low? Have you quit thinking big, dreaming big, asking big? The story of these AIDS orphans reminds me of what a big God we serve. Big God. It reminds me that there's nothing impossible for him. Nothing. And it reminds me of the incredible power that God has available for me. Not only can my batteries be recharged, God can do immeasurably more than I even ask or think through me, through you, and through this church. God's still a miracle-working God. Miracle-working. And His miracle power is there for us, but we must tap into it. God has provided His spiritual resources for us, but we must choose to use them. If we don't, then we will inevitably get burned out, used up, and stressed to the max. Paul prayed that the church at Ephesus would experience all the power God had for them, and I want to pray for Turning Point Church of League City that we too will experience the supernatural power of God. Now, I want us all to stand this morning. If you're ready to tap into this power, I invite you to simply raise your hands to the Lord as we pray together Paul's prayer. Amen? We're going to pray it together. Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 16. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And everyone shouted, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, don't sit down. Don't sit down. We're going to sing. We're going to sing. Amen. Hallelujah. Joy, play that song. Make it loud, baby.
Are you out there? Well, I'd like to say, Lord, from the start, I hear you now.
Thank you for breaking through my heart. Thank you for tearing every chain apart. When I was lost, you made a way. You turned the darkest night. Darkest the Lord but you. Nobody but you.
What about when you're weak?
Well, when I'm weak, my Lord, you're strong, loving me even when I'm wrong. Lord, you are my salvation and my song.
You are my song.
Every day I'll make a choice, just listening, following your voice. Be with you, I can't help but rejoice.
I'm just gonna rejoice.
Nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody thrills me like you do. Oh, nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody, Lord, but you. Nobody, nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody thrills me like you do. Nobody, Lord, but you. Nobody but you.
Let's sing the chorus again.
Oh, nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody thrills me like you do. Oh, nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody, Lord, but you. Nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody thrills me like you. Lord, but you.
Nobody
fills my heart like Jesus.
Like Jesus. There's no one, Lord.
Nobody fills my heart like Jesus. Nobody, Lord, but you. Nobody fills my heart like Jesus.
Like Jesus. There's no one, Lord.
Nobody fills my heart like Jesus.
Nobody, Lord, but again.
But you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brothers and sisters, one of the things I've learned through my years is that I like to take over. God may tell me something, but I still like to take over. I like to do it my way, my conditions, express myself. That's not what God wants. Some people have even called me a control freak. That's not what God wants. I think all of us with our batteries discharged need to slow down and to listen for a voice for decision making, for direction making, helping others, loving someone that needs love, praying for people that need God's intervention. I think it's very important to keep your battery charged, that you listen to God's voice. And not only listen, but to follow it. Because one thing I've learned is He loves me. And He wouldn't have me do anything that doesn't support that fact. He loves me. Amen. And He loves you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Father, I just thank you for Jesus. And I thank you that He fills our heart. And Lord, I ask.